What wonderful images, what special memories. I have my special memories of Matt. We prayed together when he needed God's healing touch on his body. He talked to me about his desire to have an impact for Christ in our world, and possibly serve sometime with Missionary Aviation Fellowship in some remote part of the world. I got to sit with Matt and Lori as they planned their wedding, and then to officiate on that very special day. Matt loved Lori so much. He appreciated his family to such an extent. He was a very unique and wonderful man. I'm confident that he's in heaven. Jesus said, "Don't let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and take you to be with me, that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I'm going." Thomas, one of the disciples, said, "Lord, we don't know where you're going. How can we know the way?" And Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me." The Bible says it's by grace we're saved through faith, not of ourselves. It's the gift of God. It's not based on works, lest anyone should boast. You know, if anyone could get to heaven by being good, it would be Matt. He was exceptional. He had a heart of love and compassion, lived an exemplary life. But you can't get to heaven by being good. The Bible says the way to heaven is through grace. Grace means something we don't deserve, something we can't work for or obtain by our own efforts. And we need grace to get to heaven because God is perfect. There's no sin, no fault in God, absolutely holy. And each of us have to admit that we don't live up to God's standards. We all fall short. We all do things we tell other people you shouldn't do. It's like if you were to make an omelet of 9 good eggs and 1 bad egg. That 1 bad egg would make the omelet unacceptable to serve to your guests. In the same way, the sin in our lives make our lives unacceptable to a holy God. All of us, like sheep, have gone astray. We've wandered off and done our own thing and gone our own way. God did something very special because of our need. At first Christmas, the angel said, "To you was born today in the city of David a Savior. He is Christ the Lord." Jesus came to be our Savior, to bring forgiveness for our sins, to make it possible for us to have a relationship with the Creator, the Holy, Almighty God. Jesus did many miracles to show that he was God, but he really came to die. And when he was nailed to the cross, he was there for Matt. He was there for each of us. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And with his stripes, we're healed. On the cross, Jesus shouted out, "It's paid for. It's finished." It's like if there was a list of all of our sins and Jesus wrote across, paid in full. He paid the debt we couldn't pay. He took our punishment, was there in our place. He breathed his last and they placed him in a tomb. But the tomb could not contain him. On the third day, Jesus rose in victory over sin and death. Appeared to many people. The first time he came to the disciples, Thomas wasn't there. The other disciples said to Thomas, "Thomas, Thomas, he's alive. We've seen Jesus." And Thomas said, "Unless I can put my finger where they put the nails in his hand, unless I can feel his side where they put the spear, I won't believe. I've got to see it to believe it." The next time the disciples were together, Jesus appeared. Thomas was there. And Jesus said, "Thomas, Thomas, feel the palm of my hand where they drove the nails. Feel my side where they thrust the spear. Don't doubt, but believe." Thomas fell on the ground and said, "My Lord, my God." And Jesus said, "Thomas, because you've seen me, you've believed. Blessed are those people who won't see, but will believe." Matt was one of those people who believed with all of his heart that Jesus died for him and rose again so he could live forever. It's by grace we're saved, something we don't deserve. It's through faith, it's through believing that Jesus died for us and rose again. And it's a gift. It's a gift from God. Rick talked about how Matt liked to give gifts. And God gave a wonderful gift for each of us. It's the gift of his Son, the gift of forgiveness, the gift of eternal life. But that gift has to be received. It has to be taken for oneself. Jesus said, "I stand at the door and knock." Imagine Jesus, the one who died for us, knocks. He doesn't force himself on anyone. "I stand on the door and knock. If you'll hear my voice and open the door, I'll come in and we'll be friends." Matt's aunt talked about the fact that Matt opened the door to Jesus. And Jesus came to live in him, to be his Savior, to be his friend, to give him eternal life. You know, it would be great to be able to talk to Matt one last time. If he could come back here and stand up here beside me, I'm confident he would say, "Heaven is a wonderful place, so much better than I ever imagined. I've seen some wonderful scenes as I've flown, the beauty of God's creation. But the beauty of heaven is beyond description." Say, "I want you all to be here. I want you all to be here. And you know the way. The way is through Jesus." I talked with Lori, Matt's mom and dad, and brother and sister. And they thought it would be good at the conclusion of this service if we invited people to open the door to Jesus. I know Matt would rejoice in heaven if at his service some people said yes to Jesus. and received the gift of eternal life. The Bible says, whenever someone comes to Jesus, there's rejoicing in heaven. And I believe that's going to rejoice today. I want to lead you through a simple prayer. And if you've never opened the door to Jesus, or if you're not sure, if you'd been in that plane and it had crashed, you're not sure that you would be ready, that you'd go to heaven. I want to lead you in a simple prayer of saying to God, I know I've sinned. I've done some things I know were wrong. I believe that Jesus died for those things, that he rose again for me. And then to invite Jesus to come and live in you, to forgive you, to be your guide, to be your eternal friend. Would you bow your heads with me? This is between you and God. I invite you to pray silently. If you'd like to open the door to Jesus, if you'd like to receive God's great gift, if that's your desire, just pray silently along with me. Dear God, I admit I've done some things I know were wrong. I have sinned, but I believe that Jesus died for my sins. I believe he took my punishment. And I believe he arose from the grave so I could experience life eternal with you. Lord Jesus, I open the door to you. Come and live in my life. Forgive me for my sins. Direct my life from today on. I want to follow you. Thank you for hearing my prayer. Thank you for giving me this new beginning. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to listen to a song of reflection. And as we think about Matt's life, there are two boxes out in the foyer. One box is a place where you can put memories of Matt, something for the family to read, something that was special to you. The other box is a box for you to write down a commitment or a change you want to make in your life. The things put in that box won't be read by anyone. They'll be placed in the casket and buried with Matt's body. If today you opened your heart to Jesus, write that on one of the cards and put it in the box that will be buried with Matt. If, as you've reflected on Matt's life, you want to make a change to see the good in other people, to be more compassionate, some change that's inspired by Matt's life, you can write that on the card and put that in the box. They won't be read by anyone else. It's between you and God and Matt. So you can be thinking about what you'd like to write and what you'd like to put in those boxes. The song we're going to listen to is a combination of Somewhere Over the Rainbow and It's a Wonderful Life. Lori said they listened to this over and over again on their honeymoon, but it's a reflection of Matt's positive outlook on life. Let's listen together.